Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
Or listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Mine's the Joe. Yeah. R.I.P. Too soon, live the left girl. No, not R.I.P., but he is on a mission today, which we'll get into in a little bit. Today, high of 84, 40% chance of some rain, some sun. You know, what's new in Indiana? You know, you never know what it's going to be with the weather. It's different every single freaking hour. Tomorrow, high of only 67. It's going to feel like a freaking fourth grade Scholastic Fall Book Fair out there. Sunday, high of 75 and sunny. And speaking of Joe, we should have a serious moment because Joe actually, you know, he's a really humble guy. And one thing about Joe that you may not know is he doesn't like to toot his own horn too much. He does a lot of things for the community. He is a member of the Boys and Girls Club. He's got a little brother. Or no, sorry, not Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters. And he has a little brother through Big Brothers Big Sisters that he does talk about on the air. But otherwise, he's pretty quiet about the good deeds that he does around the city. And so I'm going to tell you where he's at, because for the next couple of days, you'll notice that Joe's not going to be on the show. And I will let you know every morning where he's going to be. For the next couple of days, though, he is on a new kind of journey. We talk about Joe's journey on the show. This is a little bit of a different one. And in studio this morning, we have Gloria Guggenbugan, who's going to let us know where Joe is today.
Thank you, Alex. As Alex said, my name is Gloria Guggenbugan, and I'm here to bring attention to all of the children less fortunate. They go weeks, sometimes months, without anyone picking their nose. It's a national crisis that most organizations who claim to help the poor won't even pick up. We've recruited Joe Pesch from the Joe and Alex Show to be the face of our crusade. We've sent Joe on a two-day excursion through some of America's most poverty-stricken areas to lend a finger to those in need. On behalf of poor children who need their noses picked in America, or PCWNTNPIA, thank you, Joe, for truly sacrificing your chubby sausage fingers for a good cause. Let's blow this thing up.
Thank you, Gloria. Wow. Joe truly putting his body, or nay, should I say fingers on the grenade and on the pulse of this problem that's plaguing our nation. I didn't hear Donald Trump talking about this in any of his rallies over the course of the week, but that's why you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, because we keep you informed and let you know what's going on. And so we'll, you know, maybe we can check in with Joe periodically throughout the week and ask him how his mission is going. But like Gloria Guggenbugan said, he's only going to be there for a couple days, so we'll have to find out where the next place is that Joe's going to end up. So let's get the show started. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
There is a controversy surrounding 14-year-old Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown. It started the other day when Millie told Access Hollywood all about how Drake, the 31-year-old rapper, gives her dating advice. She said, he texted me the other day and was like, I miss you so much. And I was like, I miss you more. When she was pressed for details on the type of advice that he gives her, Millie jokingly replied, oh, that stays in the text messages. Yikes. Afterwards, many people on the internet questioned if the friendship between the two is healthy, with some going as far as to accuse Drake of grooming the young star. I mean,
that is so creepy.
It's so weird. I don't think it's appropriate at all. If I were her parents, I would be completely weirded out. And I love Drake.
Yeah, I love Drake too, but he's like she's 14 and he's like in his 30s.
Right, exactly. She's 14, he's 31. I think rightfully so. People are saying that they're going so far as to accuse Drake. Like, well, if the shoe fits. The Stranger Things star took to Instagram on her own Thursday to vent her frustrations regarding some controversy with that texting. She said, why you gotta make a lovely friendship your headline? You guys are weird for real. I'm lucky to have people in the business extend their time to help me further my career and offer their wisdom as guidance. I'm very blessed to have amazing people in my life. You don't get to choose that for me. She also said, it's nice to have people who understand what I do. Now get back to talking about real problems in this world other than my friendships. Jeez. Where are her parents? That's all I'm saying.
Creepy.
A Texas man who was stalking Taylor Swift was arrested after he sent letters threatening her with sexual and physical violence. The man, Eric Swarbrick of Austin, hand-delivered several letters threatening to kill and sexually assault Taylor to a recording studio in Nashville. He was first arrested in early August, but was then released, which was so stupid. I don't understand how that happened. His letters started with him asking to meet the singer, but then they increasingly became more violent after being released from prison. He sent over 40 letters and emails to a record label in Nashville. He's now been charged with in-state stalking and could face up to 5 years in prison. Good, lock him up. This is sad. Sandra Bullock's father, John Bullock, is dead at 93. The actress's younger sister confirmed that their father, who was a World War II vet, died earlier this week. The Ocean's 8 star hasn't commented on her father's death yet. His passing comes nearly two decades after she lost her mother in the year 2000.
That's so sad.
I know. And Danny DeVito recalled the time that he saved Michael Douglas's life on The Talk. The two actors were filming their 1984 movie Romancing the Stone when Douglas was bitten by a snake on the set.
The snake bites him on the hand. Oh. I always heard that the best thing to do is, you know, you suck the poison out.
Yeah,
right away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did.
Oh,
I grabbed his hand. Oh. I sucked the penis. Yeah, I'm spitting all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And I said, boy, it's a good thing this didn't bite you on balls, man.
It's Joe's Need to Know News, minus the Joe part. Picking the noses of poor children all across America this morning. So tweet him at Joe Pesh Radio. Tell him thank you for your service.
Yes, everyone tweet him.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service at Joe Pesh Radio.
Exactly. If you want to do something fun for a good cause this weekend, the Hope Center here in Indy, which helps survivors of human trafficking, is having a fashion show in their Freedom Barn. It's put on by their boutique. If you want to find like a cute new boutique with really cute clothes and shoes and accessories, go to the Hope Center. They have the cutest stuff. I was so impressed when I went and did a tour of their facility and saw everything that they had there, and all the proceeds go to help the survivors. It's the fashion show is going to be this Sunday, September 23rd. The first show is at 2 p.m. The second one is at 6. Tickets are $20. That includes coffee of your choice and $10 off a purchase of $100 or more in the boutique. All proceeds go to fund the mission of the Hope Center. To buy tickets, just go to HopeCenterIndy.org. Liv, do you remember that 15-year-old teenage girl, Elizabeth Thomas? She ran off with her 40-year-old teacher earlier this year. His name was Tad.
Tad. How could I forget?
Tad Cummins. Well, they were eventually found, if you remember, in this like California cabin in April. I'm pretty sure that she went to school in Oklahoma. He was like her high school health teacher or something like that. Been grooming her. She was kind of neglected at home, and then he convinced her to run off with him. Super gross. Well, now Elizabeth is going to do her first ever TV interview about the situation tonight on ABC at 10 on 2020. I am DVRing this like mad. Like as soon as I get home, I'm pushing record. She says that she had never kissed a boy before this Tad dude. So nasty. And that he had a gun. He required her to sleep naked next to him every night. And he kind of used that gun to get her to do whatever he wanted.
Oh my gosh.
But they were missing for like over a month.
That's insane.
Yeah, there was like a national manhunt for him. Christine Blasey Ford is the woman who is accusing Supreme Court pick Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault. Her allegations are from an alleged assault that happened 36 years ago, but she came forward and now she's saying she's willing to testify. Her attorney said that she would be prepared to testify next week. She asked that senators offer terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. Ford is not willing to testify on Monday. That's the date that Republicans had set for the hearing. Sources say that next Thursday could be an option, but at no point during any hearing could she be in the same room as Kavanaugh. Ford has hired Democratic operative Ricky Seidman as an advisor. He was Joe Biden's communication director in the 2008 presidential campaign. Republicans say the move is a sign that Democrats are trying to leverage Ford's accusation to derail Kavanaugh's confirmation. The press secretary for the Republican National Committee said, if you're concerned about an appearance of partisanship, hiring a Democratic operative with a history of smearing conservative judges doesn't exactly mitigate that. Ford is accusing Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her at a high school party in the 1980s. Kavanaugh strongly denies the allegations. A former classmate of Christine Blasey Ford, Christina King Miranda, has changed her tune after initially she went on Facebook backing up her story. She said this incident did happen, but now that it's changed. In a new interview with NPR, Miranda denies knowing whether the assault happened. She said that it happened or not, I have no idea. I can't say that it did or didn't.
I did not understand any of those titles. I feel like I need a dictionary for that news story.
And the mayor of Livingston, Texas, is taking community protection into her own hands, literally. Judy B. Cochran managed to kill a 12-foot, 580-pound alligator with just one shot Sunday night at a ranch in Goodrich, Texas.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a monster. That's the alligator. You ready to get him, Stephen?
Okay, wait a minute.
Wait, Nana, you better hit him good.
Hit him good,
that's
Nana.
That's that horse eater. Okay, get him right by the brain.
Oh, she's aiming. He's holding down the alligator with a little hook. Oh, there he goes. One shot. Nana has a good eye there. This particular reptile is a familiar one to the Cochran family. She said, "We think this is the alligator that ate one of our miniature horses several years ago. As big as this gator was, he could have easily eaten it." Now, there's no word officially if that miniature horse that the alligator ate was actually Little Sebastian or not. From Parks and Rec.
Sebastian.
Yeah. R.I.P. Lil Sebastian. Too soon. Never forget. Typically, she said, the gators don't bother us, but we've been looking for this one. As an elected official, she wants to make sure the public knows this was a safe, ethical hunt, and she already knows the fate of her catch. She says, "Moy taxidermy, we'll be processing it. We're going to eat the meat. We're going to have the head mounted and have the ridge back part of the tail in my office. We'll have the hide tanned to make some boots out of it. You can only make boots from the belly." She's going to have plenty of material, looks like, for several pairs of boots. Don't mess with Nana.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West criticized Drake and Nick Cannon for publicly talking, rapping, or even suggesting anything about Kim Kardashian. Kanye stood up for his wife in a series of videos yesterday. He first mentioned Nick for talking about Kim's body in a recent interview. Nick and Kim dated back in their mid-20s, and Nick reminisced about her body in an interview, saying that girl's got an ass, even though she's white. And Kanye did not like that.
I just wanted to express some things that were not sitting right with my spirit. Now that I'm about the sunken place, I can think and I could just be yay and just express how I feel. There's a couple things that I want to address. First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, "Hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that." Like, none of y'all speak on my wife, period. What are you talking about? I'm married. We in love. We a family. Y'all be promoting all that like negativity. Y'all think that's cool for social media. It don't sit right with my soul. It don't sit right for my spirit. And as men, all three of y'all come talk to me. Y'all holler at me. We'll work it out. Nick Cannon, all that wasn't sitting right with me.
He also talked about Drake saying that, you know, him referencing Kiki and people saying that in My Feelings, Kiki is a reference to Kim and stuff. He isn't okay with that. He says that Drake should have publicly stated that the Kiki in a song is not Kim. He says he wouldn't rap about a girl named Riri, even if he wasn't necessarily talking about Rihanna, because obviously people are going to draw the connection that it's about Rihanna. Nick Cannon actually did respond yesterday with his own video.
First off, let me say welcome back, yay, from the sunken place. Beautiful thing. Glad you're back with his brother. Nothing but love and respect for you. You know, I always had that. But I honestly got to say this, my dude. I've never said anything disrespectful or harmful to your, in my opinion, to your marriage or your union. I salute it. Keep it going. But you're not going to tell me what I can and what I can't say. I'm a solid individual. Somebody asked me a question, I'm going to answer it.
Also, I just want to point out, too, Nick Cannon saying, like, that girl got an ass even though she's white. Like, Kim isn't even white. She's Armenian.
Well, yeah, and also, like, do we even know what Mariah Carey is?
I think she's mixed.
Oh.
I think she's mixed. But, yeah. Wilmer Valderrama rushed to ex-girlfriend Demi Lovato's side in July after she suffered an overdose, and he's now put his life on hold to support her. The NCIS actor has flown to visit the Sorry Not Sorry singer on the East Coast several times over the last few weeks. Sources say the former couple have been seen together, too, at a local coffee shop. I thought you weren't allowed to leave rehab when you're in rehab. I guess celebrities get special privileges.
Absolutely. It's probably super flexible there.
If I'm going to rehab, I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Nug Life. Hip-hop mogul Suge Knight has struck a plea deal for killing Terry Carter with his truck. Suge will get 28 years in prison after pleading no contest to voluntary manslaughter. He will get credit for time served. He has been in jail awaiting trial for around 3.5 years. He will also be on parole for 3 years after serving his prison sentence. His sentence is stiffer than a typical voluntary manslaughter because he does have a prior conviction from 1997. He also got an extra 5 years because the Carter killing was deemed a serious and violent felony. He got an additional year due to his truck being a deadly weapon. And, oh, harmonizers, you better hold on to your butt cheeks. Here we go. Dinah Jane of Fifth Harmony has shared her first solo single release. It's called Bottled Up, featuring Ty Dolla $ign. It dropped at midnight and comes right after she signed a solo record deal with L.A. Reid's Hitco label. You listen for yourself. Here's a clip.
When you tell me that you're mine, I know you need it. Do, say, put it on the rocks. Little baby, on that fresh vanilla, let's rock. We could be anywhere in the world right now. Put your head with me, girl.
Dinah Jane, formerly of Fifth Harmony. Hey, harmonizers, you can at me on Twitter. I don't care. Camila was the star of that group, and her album is amazing, and she blows Dinah Jane out of the water, and she doesn't cuss like a sailor. So, Team Camila all the way. Sorry, sucks to suck. Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show minus the Joe. He is on a little mission this morning. He's picking the noses of poor children across America.
Yeah, so don't forget to tweet at him, at Joe Pesh Radio. What are we tweeting him?
We're tweeting him, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, that's it.
Yeah, because he's a very humble guy, and you know he doesn't like to brag about all the charity work that he does, and so I would really appreciate it if you guys could pump him up and just encourage him.
Exactly. At Joe Pesh Radio, thank you for your service.
Yes, he's putting his chubby sausage fingers to good use. So just give him some words of encouragement, Joe and Alex Show fam.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Here's the real tea of the day. The one story that I have been so excited over the last 24 hours to talk about. Kimberly Thompson, who was a drummer for Beyonce, said the singer practices extreme witchcraft. She said Beyonce has used spells against her to control her finances and keep surveillance on her. She said Beyonce has been tapping her phones and even used dark magic to kill her cat. Thompson asked for a restraining order against Beyonce, but a judge denied it. She was a drummer for Beyonce for 7 years. Now, Liv, do you believe this?
Honestly, it would not surprise me at this point. Do you?
Yes. Because you're going to tell me that someone who was around Beyonce for 7 years doesn't know her?
But here's the thing. I could see her start to make things up if for some reason they had a bad falling out.
But like also, everyone knows that Beyonce and Jay-Z are in the Illuminati.
See, that's the other thing. That's the reason why I do believe it is because they are in the Illuminati. And she's weird like that. Like her last Lemonade album, like well, there were some witchy vibes
to it. The Formation video was so witchy. And so many celebrities and people and so many rumors for years have been about Beyonce and Jay-Z basically are pulling the strings of everything that goes on in the world.
Yeah, so that wouldn't surprise me.
I'm just saying.
First.
Beyonce's a witch. Kristen Bell made a big announcement for Veronica Mars fans on Instagram yesterday.
This is a very important marshmallow announcement. Did you guys know that as of summer 2019, all the old Veronica Mars episodes will be available on Hulu to stream and rewatch, which is great because you'll need to brush up since we're making another one.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. I'm Alex. There's no Joe.
Liv.
There's Liv, the web girl. She's here. She's still kicking. So far, we haven't blown up the radio station today. Almost did.
Not just yet.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. So I think our bosses are really proud of us holding it down without Joe. In case you're wondering, well, where's Joe? Oh, I'll tell ya. Joe's actually on a very special mission today, and we kind of talked about this early when the show first started, but since you probably were asleep, like you should have been, you may not have heard that part. Joe is a kind of a humble guy and isn't the first to kind of brag about the charitable work that he does, but today he is actually doing something really impressive, and that is picking the noses of poor children all over America. He's on a big mission. And actually, we have someone in studio this morning. Her name is Gloria Guggenbugan. And Gloria is kind of in charge of this organization. She's going to tell us a little bit more about it.
Thank you, Alex. As Alex said, my name is Gloria Guggenbugan. And I'm here to bring attention to all of the children less fortunate that go weeks, sometimes months, without anyone picking their nose. It's a national crisis that most organizations who claim to help the poor won't even pick up. We've recruited Joe Pesch from the Joe and Alex Show to be the face of our crusade. We've sent Joe on a two-day excursion through some of America's most poverty-stricken areas to lend a finger to those in need. On behalf of poor children who need their noses picked in America, or PCWNTNPIA. Thank you, Joe, for truly sacrificing your chubby sausage fingers for a good cause. Let's blow this thing up.
Wow. Round of applause.
Proud of him.
I know. Yeah. We're really proud, obviously. And so we'd like you to help congratulate him with us. Twitter, at Joe Pesch Radio. Let him know that you are thankful for his service today as he lends a finger, as Gloria said.
Please let him know, because we don't want his charitable efforts to go unnoticed.
That's right. And see, he would never tell you that, but we are. So that's important today to know. At Joe Pesch Radio, thank him for his service. We'll let you know on Monday where he is on Monday as his other journey. He's got Joe's journey. This is Joe's second journey continues. Also, today is the last day of summer. Do we need to cue the angels again? Honestly, I'm going to drink myself to death tonight. I am so depressed, because the thing about Indianapolis...
That is so strong.
Well, because I love fall, except that in Indianapolis, then it just means that winter is coming. And winter actually surpasses spring, because for some reason in Indy, your entire winter like goes until May.
Right. It goes straight from winter to summer. I've only lived here for a year. I learned that last year. I also am not prepared for scraping off 5 inches of snow from my car every single day.
I did that for one winter, and then I immediately put into my lease that I was going to have a little garage with my apartment. So now I don't have to do that anymore.
Well, you're lucky, but not all of us.
I know. Not everyone is as
bougie
right,
like you.
Not everyone is as rich as me. Co-host your own radio show. So anyway, as you're enjoying your last day of summer, you know, do something exciting. Tag us on Instagram. Streak naked. Do whatever you do.
Yeah, please streak naked and please tag us in that. Also, tomorrow, me, Liv, will be at the IUPUI Regatta hanging out at the canal. Please come visit me. I've never been to the regatta before, but I've only heard amazing things about it and heard that it's huge and so much fun. It's also not going to be brutally hot outside.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Listen, the weather gods are taking this first day of fall thing seriously tomorrow, because the high is only going to be like 67 degrees.
Yes, and it's been like 90 all week. How else can you explain that other than the weather gods?
Oh, that's right. Exactly. Or Beyonce and her witchcraft, which you talked about in the garbage today.
Of course. You can check that out at RadioNowIndy.com.
One other thing to check out tonight is the first night opening of the rooftop bar called 3UP in Carmel. It's the first night open. They had a soft open on Wednesday, but this is the first official night open. And it's over there by like on top of Anthony's Chop House, which is a brand new steakhouse, I believe, in Carmel. So check that out tonight. That's going to be something going on. Finally, we got a freaking rooftop bar in Indy. I've been waiting. I've literally been complaining about this since the moment I moved here. We have none.
But I heard there's one that just opened up in Fountain Square, so maybe...
Oh, yeah, you haven't checked out Fountain Square yet,
no,
Liv. Okay,
no,
yeah, you need to do that. Yeah. So anyway, have an amazing weekend. Monday, Murder Monday, of course, is going to be live, brand new. I'm still trying to figure out what that's going to be, but you'll find out soon enough. So follow us to find out what all is going to be coming up next week on the show, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Have a fantastic weekend. Your hair looks shiny and bouncy. We love you.
Bye. Bye.